Hello, guys and girls. Thank you so much for joining the podcast again. And apologies, it's been almost a year since I've published an episode. It's been so long and there's been so much going on over the last year. 2022 just seems to be like a blur for me. So I'll do a catch up on what has gone on over the last few months in my personal reflections episode, which will be the next one coming out. But 2023, we're into 2023 and there's big things happening. So one of the biggest things in the property slash business world is something that was announced on the 17th of November 2022 by the Chancellor back then, who is now Prime Minister, I believe, because it was Rishi Sunak that announced it, is a package of support to help with business rates projected at over £13.6 billion over the next 5 years. And this is, of course, the new business rates and the 2023 revaluation that is on everyone's mind in property and anyone who occupies commercial property as a going concern. So, what is going to be happening? Well, that's what this episode's all about because this does affect a lot of people. So, yeah, we're going into it in a bit more detail. So, without any further ado, let's get straight into it. So, as I mentioned, the Chancellor announced on the 17th of November 2022 in their autumn statement that there will be a major change to business rates. And the biggest change will be that all business rates will be revalued from the 1st of April 2023. So, anticipated valuation date, which used to be 1st of April 2017, will now be the 1st of April 2021, and all the new billing charges will commence from the 1st of April 2023. So, what does that mean? Well, April 2021, does that ring any bells? Skip back a few episodes and you'll hear all about it. It was right in the midst of COVID. Now, obviously, this revaluation was meant to be a few years ago and it kept getting pushed back due to various reasons. And we're now finally there. It's going to be in place. Well, it is now in place because this is coming out on the 2nd of April 2023. So all your bills should have now come out at the new values. So there will be a massive change to your bills. Now, some of them might have gone up, some of them might have gone down, some of them may remain the same. Now, that is for you to go and check, and you can do that by searching find business rates values or something similar into a search engine such as Google, and it will pop a link to the .gov website which you can use to calculate your business rates or look at any property's business rates for that matter. So, like I said, it is in effect from the 1st of April 2023. What has changed? And now, by the way, this is only for England and Wales that I'm discussing. We'll go on to Scotland and Northern Ireland in a minute. But what has changed? Well, obviously, your valuation might have changed. So, your rateable value that you pay your business rates on might have changed. Now, I can't say a generic increase, decrease hasn't changed. I don't know because there's been a lot of things that have been taken into account to work out the new values, and it's more in line with what the rents have done over time. So your business rates are kind of meant to be based around what you'd pay for your rent and pay a percentage, not a percentage, sorry, a multiplier of your rent. Well, not your rent, a multiplier of your business rates value. So your rateable value. So it's all based around that, and your rateable value should be based similar to what you're paying in rent. It's all linked to it, but yeah, we'll go into more detail in a bit. So, what has not changed, so what remains unchanged from the 2017 list is your check, challenge, and appeal. So, you still have the right to check your rateable value, you have the right to challenge your rateable value, and you have the right to appeal your rateable value. And I do strongly suggest that you do pay attention to this bit and do consider checking, challenging, appealing your rateable values because you might be able to save hundreds or thousands of pounds, sometimes even tens of thousands of pounds, depending on your rateable value. So, your rateable value's gone up threefold and it looks seriously wrong. You have the right to check that with the VOA, the Valuation Office Agency. You can challenge it, and if you still think it's wrong, you can appeal it. So, you can go to the Valuation Tribunal and argue your case to say that this value does not reflect what we actually have. So, an example of that would be if you are, just a 1500 square foot retail lock-up shop on a high street, It's on the ground floor only, but then on your valuation, there's some reference to first floor or basement, which may or may not be there, or may not even be in your demise, in which case you do want to check challenge appeal. And there are a few companies that do that out there. So you've got the likes of GL Hearn, you've got the likes of Lambert Smith Hamptons, Cushman & Wakefield. They've all got business rates arms onto their business models. And you know, there's no, I'm not going to go and say there's one favorite one. There is one that I do like to use, but obviously they're not sponsoring this just yet, so I cannot say which one that is. But you know what? If anyone does want to sponsor this podcast and get some business their way, if I do feel that you know their service is justifiable and I can recommend them and I've used them before, I will do that. But yeah, sponsorship is open, guys. So if you're listening, hint, hint. So yeah, 2023 list, the AVD, the anticipated valuation date is the 1st of April 2021. The list billing starts from the 1st of April 2023, and your check challenge appeal remains unchanged. Now, what has also come into effect? Well, there's new provisions on providing information to the Valuation Office. So the revaluations, which are usually 5 yearly, are now going to be 3 yearly, and they will be more closely linked to the information that you provide to the VOA. Now, what does that mean? Well, you're going to have more of an onus under the duty to notify. So you're going to have to give the VOA a lot more information. Now, for those of you who do deal with your own business rates or have a building rates consultant in place at the moment, you'll be aware that you get a request for information from the VOA pretty much annually, sometimes more often in a year. If you've just moved into a new property and you've signed up and notified the local authority, they'll send you a request for information to say you need to tell us what your rent is and who your landlord is, what the terms of your lease are, things like that. And then they'll be able to update their system and sort of make sure that your rateable value and your rates bills are accurate in line with what you should be paying according to the deal you have. That is the duty to notify. Now, I have been informed that this will be enhanced in 2024. So the duty to notify is going to be more onerous in 2024, and there may even be more information required for you to provide to the VOA in order for them to carry out their duties and make sure that they're billing correctly, or valuing correctly rather, because they don't do the billing, the local authority does the billing. So yeah, that is going to be there. There's going to be an annual confirmation return which you will have to fill out. So you know, every year you'll have to confirm that you're paying X rates, this is what your rent is, etc. So similar to the request for information, but it might just be a bit more info that you need to give, a bit more background into how you are occupying that property. Now, if we're going into Scotland and Northern Ireland now, it's a similar sort of thing. There's a 2023 list again. Your anticipated valuation date, however, isn't the 1st of April 2021, it's the 1st of April 2022, and your billing starts on the 1st of April 2023 as per England and Wales. But yeah, slightly different valuation dates there. You'll have a 3 yearly cycle thereafter, so the next one should be 2025. Well, your AVD will be 2025 and your billing will start 2026. And then there is a two-stage appeal process that's been introduced for Scotland with more information provision requirements before a proposal can even be lodged. So you've got to give them a lot of information before they'll even consider lodging an appeal. They won't just go ahead and put the appeal in and say, sorry, no, you're not going to get it. It's a bit more of a prolonged process. So it's one thing to be aware about. The assessors can now increase the rateable values for any reason if a proposal is lodged. So, you know, even if you think that the rateable value is lower, but then the assessor thinks, no, it should be higher, they can increase the rateable value there. And they do actually have a deadline for proposals. So if you think about changing your, well, not changing, but proposing a change in your rateable value, the deadline for that is the 31st of July 2023. So there is a short window. Now, obviously, the draft 2023 list or 2022 list has come out already, and you know, you can see what rate of value would have changed too. So that should have given you enough time to sort of go out and consider lodging those appeals or those proposals. So yeah, just another thing to be aware of, that you do have a deadline if you're in Scotland of the 31st of July 2023 to put forward any proposals. Now, once a proposal is lodged, no further evidence can be introduced at the appeal stage. So, you know, you make sure you've got all the information, all the supporting evidence before you lodge that proposal. Now, if you're in Northern Ireland, slight change in the dates again. So, for the 2023 list, your anticipated valuation date is the 1st of October
2021. And then obviously your billing starts the same 1st of April 23 as per England, Wales, and Scotland. So your billing, wherever you are in the UK, will start from the 1st of April 23. However, the valuation dates vary between the countries. So England and Wales, your valuation date will be the 1st of April 2021. If you're in Scotland, it's the 1st of April 2022. And if you're in Northern Ireland, it's the 1st of October 2021. Just to confuse things further. So, as I've already mentioned, the 2023 business rates revaluation will go ahead with the business rates bills being updated from the 1st of April 2023 to reflect the changes in property value since 2017. Now, ratepayers can see their future rateable values for their properties by getting an estimate of what their business rates bill may be following the revaluation using the .gov.uk website. And you can just look at the section which says Find a Business Valuation, which has all your information. You'll be able to see the comparison between the 2017 valuation and the 23 values. So, useful tool, check it out. And I'll put a link in the description as well, just so you can find it pretty easily. Now, the good news is, whilst your valuation will be changing, the multiplier will not be changing. So, what is the multiplier? Well, business rates bills for properties are calculated by multiplying the rateable value of your property and by either the small business rates multiplier or the standard business rates multiplier, less any applicable reliefs, of course, but we won't go into the reliefs just yet. So, for 2023 and 24, the multiplier has been frozen, or multipliers rather, because you've got your standard or your small business. So, based depending on what you are, what sort of occupier you are, rather, your multiplier will differ slightly. So, what are the current multipliers? For small businesses, for 2023-24, your multiplier will be 49.9 pence, 51.2 pence for standard businesses. Now, this has been introduced to prevent them increasing from 52.9 pence for small businesses and 54.2 pence for your standard, because the multipliers usually rise with CPI. So, whilst there would have been an increase, obviously, with the revaluation and the current cost of living crisis, et cetera, and the economy, the government has said that the multipliers will be frozen for 2023-24, which is great news for us, but could be counteracted by the fact that your bills might have increased because your rateable values increased anyway. So, you might not see a massive benefit of those rateable values being frozen. So, just something to be aware about. Another reason why the multiplier has been frozen is that it sort of remain, well, it's assumed that the bills will remain lower without the freeze and before any reliefs are applied, and that sort of estimated around about 6% lower than what the bills would be without the multiplier being frozen. So that's just what was mentioned in the budget. How true it is, I could not say, but yeah, just a bit of background there for you. And you know what? According to the budget, this equates to a 9.3 billion pound tax cut over the next 5 years. So believe what you want, but that is the intention behind freezing the multiplier. So just to confirm, the multiplier for small businesses, 49.9 pence, and the multiplier for standard businesses, 51.2. So if you had a £5,000 rateable value, the way you work out what you pay in business rates would be 5,000 multiplied by 51.2 pence for a standard business, and that total will give you what your rates bill should be. And that doesn't take into account any reliefs. So, any reliefs will be an added deduction, if that's even a thing. So, that's somewhat good news, but yeah, it just depends on whether your rateable values change significantly or not. Now, at the 2023 revaluation, bill increase caused by the change in the rateable value will be capped. And this is known as the transitional relief scheme. What does this mean? Well, if your rateable value has changed and increased, you will be eligible to apply for transitional relief. Now, what does this relief look like? Well, if you've got an increase in your rateable value, there are three buckets of relief applicable. So there's your small relief, your medium relief, and your large relief. Now, the small relief is if your rateable value is up to £20,000 or £28,000 in London, so there's a slight differentiation between location as well, you're entitled to some transitional relief. If it's medium RV, medium difference, it would be between £20,000 and £100,000. If it's a larger RV, greater than £100,000, those are the three buckets. So small is 20K, medium RV is deemed to be £20,000 to £100,000, and then the large rateable value is known as £100,000 or above. So for 2023-24, you've got a increase in your rateable value, and it's a small rateable value. So if it's £20,000, up to £20,000 rather, you get a transitional relief of 5%. If it's medium, so it's between 20 and 100K, you get a 15% relief. And if it's greater than £100,000, so if your RV is greater than £100,000, you get 30% relief. Now that is incredible in terms of the values there. And I believe that these reliefs will be applied automatically, and you don't have to apply for them to the billing authority. They should automatically be applied. However, if you see your bill for April and you notice there is no relief in there, then you need to contact your billing authority. Now, the reliefs are applicable for 3 years. So for 2024 to 2025, if you've got a small RV, so 20K, up to 20K, sorry, your relief will be 10%. If it's a medium RV, so 20 to 100K, your relief will be 25%. And if it's a large RV at greater than 100K, your relief will be 40%. So significant numbers there. They are increasing as the years go on. So you should be benefiting from these reliefs. And then finally, 2025 and 26, if you've got a small RV, 25% relief applied. If it's a medium RV, 40% relief applied. And if it's a large RV, 55%. But then after 2026, well, in April 2026, your RV will be billed as per your actual RV and no reliefs in place. Well, not yet anyway. We don't know what will happen. I mean, there will be a revaluation. There may be, there may not be. There might be further reliefs applied or provided, or something may happen. We don't know. And there's a lot of lobbying going on at the moment with business rates. So it's a very interesting area that's attracting a lot of attention at the moment. Now, obviously, business rates is one of the biggest costs for a business after rent. So obviously, we're talking chunky numbers for businesses, and it has a wider impact on the performance of a business and the running costs. So, you know, in terms of occupancy cost, your rent and your rates are the biggest ones. And then obviously, you've got your service charge, maintenance, insurance, et cetera, et cetera. So for having these reliefs in place, it's great. It's just making sure that they have been correctly applied. Also, making sure that your rateable values are correct. So make sure you use the check challenge appeal. If you're in England, of course, England or Wales. Scotland, you should be doing that sort of now. You've got a tight window there. You've got a couple of months to sort of play around there. And obviously Northern Ireland, likewise. So it's just something to be aware of. And I would strongly recommend getting professional advice from a business rates expert specialist that knows the sector inside out and is able to sort of advise you way better than I can, because I'm not a business rates expert. But obviously this is a hot topic right now, and it does need to be addressed, and you know, it does need to be shared. So just something to be aware of. So from April 2024, there is also a further relief that may be introduced. It's called the improvement relief. And this will be available from April 24 to sort of April 2028, at which point the relief will be reviewed. So this is the improvement relief, and it only applies to those making qualifying improvements to property which they occupy, and means that the ratepayers will not see an increase in their rates for 12 months. So for any qualifying improvements, which I've not seen a list of what qualifying in inverted commas improvements are, but I'm sure there will be one flying around somewhere, still being finalised and might be in draft, I'm not sure, but keep an eye out for that, and that will tell you what works do qualify for qualifying improvements. It just means that if you are improving your property and that impacts the rateable value, you will not see an impact on that for the next 12 months. So you effectively get a year of savings, in inverted commas again. So something to be aware of there as well. Another benefit, we'll call it a benefit. Obviously, this has been quite big in the sort of worlds of Amazon and
sort of Argos and the likes of
online retailers, there's been a lot of discussion about the introduction of an online sales tax. Now, the government have decided not to introduce one, and this was sort of referencing to sort of the complexity of introducing such a tax and the risk of creating unintended distortion and unfair outcomes between different business models. But I think, you know, it's just something does need to come in, whether it's an online sales tax or business rates for warehouses needs a bit more attention, or I don't know. I don't know the answer to it, but you know what? Call it good news or not, but there's no online sales tax. So slight benefit there, I think. So that would be something to keep an eye out. I mean, there will be something coming out, whether it's an online sales tax or something else, but I think something does need to happen to operators like Amazon who are currently benefiting from not having to pay as much business rates tax as other operators, other retailers rather. And is that fair? Is that not? I don't know. But drop me a comment, drop me a message on what your thoughts are, because it will be interesting to see what people do actually think about that. Should an online tax be introduced? Should it not? Is it fair that some businesses don't pay any business rates or some business rates? I don't know. I mean, using Amazon as an example, obviously, most of their sales are online. They have got their new Amazon Fresh model now, which means they do now pay business rates on bricks and mortar, or, you know, it's incorporated into their model now. However, it still sheds aren't being taxed on as much as other retailers are, yet their sales are through the roof. So, yeah, just something to think about. Let me know what your thoughts are. I'll be interested to hear from you. So drop me a message on social media or on here, whatever you see best. Now, and final bit of business support is that if you are a small business, small businesses will see their bill increases capped. So this will be a maximum of £600 per year starting on the 1st of April 2023. So if you're a small business, you should not be paying more than £600 a year for business rates, which I think is great. And this is targeted at businesses who will be losing small business rates relief or rural rate relief that would have been out there. They've now gotten rid of rural rate relief. So they should not see a bill increase of more than £50 a month between 2023 and 2024. So yeah, it's great for small businesses, helping them out. So that's a great move on the government's part. But you know what? It would be great to see that sort of follow through for a few more years just to give them that added support as well, especially with the current cost of living crisis and the rents and all the other costs that are escalating that are shattering small businesses currently. There is some sector specific support as well available out there. So additional business rates relief will be available for three sectors, the leisure, retail and hospitality, which will be increased to 75%. And this is capped at £110,000 per business for 2023 to 2024. If you are a chain of retailers or leisure operators or hospitality restaurants, whatever, you will still be able to benefit from this. So you'll still be able to have the relief capped at 110K. But if you go beyond that, you'll still be able to benefit from it because of the multiplier freeze and the transitional relief. So there will still be benefits to all sectors. It might just not be a massive impact on the larger operators that have multiple properties, but there is still some relief out there. So a bit of good news there. As I mentioned, business rates is a key focus area for businesses currently. The government is looking at various angles into this, and there is a consultation that is long awaited, and there are some consultations proposed for England mainly. Now, what does this mean? Now, this was covered briefly in the spring budget of 2023. And what does that include? Well, there is a business rates technical consultation, which is a summary of responses and non-business rates information and impact notes. So NDRIIN publication, which can be seen in the spring budget of 2023. And it sets out a lot more detail. So this is the start of the government. Well, it kind of reconfirms the government's commitment to a non-domestic rating reform package, and it sets out how this will be delivered in response to some stakeholder feedback. Now, obviously, like I said, there's been quite a lot of lobbying going on by various retailers, consultants, business rates experts, government representatives. So there is a lot of discussion going on. So if you do want some bedtime reading and business rates does turn you on, you can go and look at the spring budget and look at the non-domestic rating information and impact note publication. The other thing that the government is publishing is a consultation on providing ratepayers with more information on business rates valuations. And this consultation seeks to gather further views and understanding any concerns about how this might work in practice for ratepayers whilst balancing the protection of data and confidentiality. So there's a lot of stuff going on at the moment with the Valuation Office agencies, business rates, transparency and disclosure. So that's one to look out for. So there might be some movement there. Another thing is also that's been quite big as well is trying to digitize the business rates. So connecting the business rates and the tax data together. So there is something called the Digitizing Business Rates Program. Again, this is in the spring budget document for 2023. So you can look at the scope, the new legislation, which shows how an integrated system would work for ratepayers and central government in terms of connecting business rates and tax. So you can take a look at that. There's another point on business rates avoidance and evasion. So that's another consultation that's going on. Now, business rates does provide essential funding for local services. So like with residential, we pay council tax, obviously businesses pay business rates. And that funds quite a lot of the council's operations in that local area. Now, there were concerns raised about how local authorities and government will combat business rates avoidance and evasion. Now, I'm not one to say that, you know, you shouldn't pay your business rates, but there are some loopholes around which means you can look at reducing or mitigating your business rates liability. Now, that is not to be mistaken with business rates evasion or avoidance. It's mitigation. And that's if you've got vacant properties or they've been valued wrong. It's to make sure that you are being billed on the parts that you're actually occupying, etc., etc. So if you are interested in how you can mitigate your business rates, feel free to drop me a message and I'll be able to talk you through how this can be done. But for the avoidance of doubt, this is not business rates evasion or avoidance. You still have to pay business rates. This is just looking at how you can mitigate your rate bills. So to summarize, there has been a massive change in business rates, which has been announced in the autumn 2022 statement. There is going to be a new package of support to help with business rates worth the projected £13.6 million over the next 5 years. And the key changes in relation to business rates are the business rates will be revalued from the 1st of April 2023 as planned. The business rates multipliers will be frozen from in 2023 and 2024. There are any downward transitional caps which were available, they're all to be abolished. An upward transitional relief cap is to be applied. And we spoke about the various caps and the reliefs earlier on in the episode. So please go back and have a read through or listen through rather on what those reliefs will be. And like I said, they should automatically be applied. If they aren't, please do talk to your billing authority or a business rates consultant so that you are getting billed correctly. There is sector specific support to be extended to about 75%. Obviously that depends on the size and scale of the business and what reliefs are available and when. Certain small businesses will benefit from a business rates bill cap of £600 a year. So if you're a small business, you'll benefit from that. You will not pay more than £600 a year. Again, if you are not getting that benefit and you think you are due it, talk to your local authority or a business rates expert to get that applied. There is a new improvement relief which is due to be introduced from April 2024. So watch this space. And there was no online sales tax introduced, but again, watch this space. And as previously mentioned, let me know your thoughts on this because I will be keen to hear what others think. So that was it for my roundup of business rates and the changes coming up. Let me know what you think. And as ever, thank you so much for listening to this episode and all the other podcasts. If you haven't heard the other ones, the other episodes before, please feel free to read through them. Next week's one will be a personal reflections episode. Well, I don't know if it'll be next week or the week after, but the next episode will be a personal reflections one, which will be a roundup of what has gone on in my life in 2022.
and start of 2023, which has been very special. So tune in to find out all about it. It will be a bonkers episode. So as ever, thank you all for listening. Please share this podcast with anyone that might be remotely interested in property and potentially my life. And feel free to keep sharing it, liking it, follow me on social media, drop me comments, drop me questions. If I can help in any way, I'll be much more than happy to help in any way I can. I don't even know if that makes sense, but hey, I've been rambling on for ages and I do need a break. So I'm going to call it there. Thanks, guys, and tune in for the next one.